Psalm 31, Part 1, Preface. The Roman Emperor, Caesar Augustus, though a heathen, daily called on the gods to grant him a quiet and happy death. How much rather should we Christians, who know what death is and whence it comes, every day call upon our God, when our last hour has come, to grant us to go hence with peace and joy? Both this world and we ourselves also are hastening to the end. The signs of the Lord's coming are being multiplied, and any day the sign of the Son of Man may appear in the clouds. Daily we are approaching the grave, a step nearer. Yea, we are liable to be touched by the wand of death at any hour. Hence, when seeking sleep at night, we should never neglect to pray with David, "Unto thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth." Entrusted to the keeping of that shrine, the hand of God, our soul is forever safe. For God will suffer no man to pluck his sheep out of his hand. In the resurrection of the just, God will faithfully return what was entrusted to him. And the soul, reunited with the glorified body, they will be separated no more. And now, let us hear the first part of the 31st Psalm. Hope maketh not ashamed. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. Summary. In the first part of this psalm, David spake in the person of Christ. On the cross, when about to render up his soul, Jesus used the words of the fifth verse, saying, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Moreover, in his persecutions, afflictions, and sorrows, David was a figure of Christ. As David was hated by many and was driven out of his native land, so was our Lord Jesus Christ despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But when the Scriptures present suffering David as a figure of Christ in his sufferings, we must well remember this distinction. David was subject to suffering because he was born flesh of the flesh, and his sufferings could therefore in no way atone for sin. But Christ was not a sinner. He suffered only for other men's sins, as he complains, saying, "I restored that which I took not away." For this purpose, he came from the bosom of the Father to take our place. By his suffering, Christ paid for our sins, and hence, by his stripes, we are healed. Prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank thee for taking from us that heavy load of our sins, which we could not bear, but which thou didst bear in thine own body on the tree, whereby thou hast ransomed us from eternal death. Grant us patience and resignation in suffering with thee, that we may willingly take up our cross daily and follow thee through suffering to glory. Amen.